USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More problems reported with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday stops administering the vaccine after 8 people report side effects. The CDC investigating. USC professor of medicine David Agus telling CBS News we shouldn't overreact.
The current vaccines that are out there in the public work against all of the variants. The American public should rest assured that science is pivoting along with our knowledge to be able to take care of this. And the benefits of the vaccine tremendously outweigh any potential downside.
The CDC investigating similar issues in Iowa, Colorado, and North Carolina. Scientists alarmed by the number of dead whales washing up on the shores of the San Francisco Bay Area recently. The bodies of 4 gray whales found in 9 days, the latest on Thursday. One whale hit by a ship. Investigators looking into the other 3 deaths. A New York congressman under investigation. The House Ethics Committee announcing Friday it's investigating Republican Tom Reed. He's accused of sexually harassing a former lobbyist 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
New York Republican Tom Reed, not the only congressman under investigation. The House Ethics Committee announcing Friday it's also investigating Florida Republican Matt Gaetz. Wendy King has more.
He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. Gaetz spoke on stage at a Save America summit. It was hosted by the conservative group Women for America First. It was held at the Trump Doral Hotel.
I'm built for the battle. And I'm not going anywhere. The smears against me range from distortions of my personal life to wild, and I mean wild, conspiracy theories. The truth will prevail.
Gaetz denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Liberals pushing for Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to retire. The advocacy group Demand Justice saying Friday the 82-year-old's retirement would pave the way for President Biden to nominate a black woman to the high court. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide on the witness stand, Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. David Baker testifying Friday in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Baker explaining why he ruled Floyd's death a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we apply the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
Under cross-examination, Baker says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but Baker says they were not a direct cause. Changes might be coming to the Supreme Court. Here's Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says...
And the makeup of this commission, which was vital for the president, there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court. People will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Pentagon police officer arrested for murder for an off-duty shooting. David Hall Dixon arrested Friday for allegedly shooting to death 2 people in Maryland he thought were breaking into a car. This is USA Radio News.